Hey there, stress warriors. Hunter Rivers here, your guide through this crazy journey we call life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing some imaginary finish line? You're beating yourself up for not being perfect, not doing enough, not living up to some impossible standard you set for yourself. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But here is the thing. Life isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about learning, growing, and showing up even when things get tough. And that journey is a lot smoother when we learn to be kind to ourselves along the way. Today on Stress Makes Soldiers. Adversity Training Protocol, we're diving into the superpower of self-compassion and self-forgiveness. These aren't just fluffy words, they're game changers for navigating the storms of life. First up, treat yourself like your best friend. You know, that one person who always has your back, cheers you on, and knows how to make you laugh even when you feel like crying. Yeah, extend that same love and understanding to yourself. When you screw up, and trust me, we all do, don't launch into a self-critique marathon. Instead, offer yourself a little grace. Acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Next, stop comparing yourself to others. Social media often paints a picture of perfect lives, but remember, those are highlights, not the full story. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins big or small, and remember that everyone's path is different. You don't need to be anyone else, just the best version of yourself. Third, practice mindful self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about intentionally nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It could mean taking a walk in nature, listening to music that makes you feel good, spending time with loved ones, or simply carving out time for quiet reflection. 4. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. Holding on to guilt and shame is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks that weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Let go of the past, learn from your experiences, and move on with a lighter heart. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It might sound simple, but focusing on the good in your life can shift your entire perspective. Take time each day to appreciate the small things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger. Think about that last time you stumbled and fell. Did you get up, brush yourself off, and keep going? Of course. That's because deep down, you know your worth. You are resilient, capable, and deserving of love and compassion, starting with yourself. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was putting on this huge event conference with hundreds of people, speakers flying in from all over the place, the whole nine yards. Leading up to it, I was stressed beyond belief. I felt like I was drowning in deadlines and details. Then, just days before the event, my main speaker canceled last minute. Talk about a major setback. I could have spiraled into panic mode, but instead, I took a deep breath and reminded myself that this wasn't the end of the world. I reached out to some backup speakers, scrambled to rearrange things, and in the end, the event went off without a hitch. Was it perfect? No way. But did we learn from the hiccup and come out stronger on the other side? Absolutely. That experience taught me the power of self-compassion and adaptability. Now, here's the deal. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to win every battle, achieve every goal, or tick off every item on your to-do list. What matters is that you show up for yourself, treat yourself with kindness, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Let's recap. Treat yourself like your best friend, stop comparing yourself to others, practice mindful self-care, forgive yourself for past mistakes, and cultivate gratitude. These aren't just words, they are tools that can help you navigate the challenges of life with more grace and resilience. So go ahead, give yourself a break, extend some kindness, and remember you've got this. Want to dig deeper into these concepts? Leave me a comment below and share your thoughts on self-compassion and self-forgiveness. What are your biggest struggles in this area? What strategies have helped you cultivate more kindness towards yourself? And if you found this episode helpful, please hit that subscribe button and spread the word. Let's build a community of stress warriors who support each other on this crazy journey called life. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.